Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
A.K.A. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's what's up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
Girl, Big Mom, what you doing, J2?
Oh man, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on now.
Well, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. So, got a little disclaimer going on over there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you already know. Hey, look, the views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2, and we are using this, and it's used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, or any other entity. And that was that.
That's what's up. Well, you know what time it is to give thanks.
You already know what time it is.
Time.
We
got to give thanks. We got to give thanks.
It's time for the country count. Yeah, time for the country count. Hey, it's time for the country count. So let's go. It's time for the country count. It's time for the country count. Hey, it's time for the
let's
country
go.
Count. It's time for the country
hey.
Count. So let's go.
Let's go.
You all know what time it is. It's time where we give thanks to all those people who listen to us around the world. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Australia. Oh, no, I'm not going to sing.
Australia.
I ain't going to do that to you. New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Japan. Peru. China. Germany. Canada.
South Africa.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
Uganda,
Wakanda forever.
Kenya. Argentina.
Argentina.
India. What's up, princess?
India. We gotta get a little India.
Romania. UK
all day.
The Netherlands. Finland.
Croatia.
And last but not least, the United States of America. We just want to thank everybody who tunes in and listens to J2 and Big Mouth just babble and talk about stuff. And
that's right.
We're just
for
thankful for that.
Purposes only. Make sure y'all remember that. It's for
well,
entertainment
and we're
purposes
also thankful
only.
For people who come in, who listen. Who
right.
listen. So,
hey, we thank y'all.
What's
we
been
thank
going
y'all.
On with you, J2? What's been going on with you out there in Dallas, in D-Town?
Man, in D-Town, you know, the weather has been great in D-Town.
Okay, good. Well, it's cold. Well, no, you know what?
Really? It's cold?
It's been cold.
In Chicago. You're in Chicago.
Right, but I'm saying it was cold, but we... For the past maybe 5 days or so, we've had warm weather.
Okay.
It was 50 degrees, so it was very nice. But it's cold again outside. Ooh, excuse me, y'all.
Oh God.
I'm belching like a piglet.
Okay. You know what the weather been like in Texas, in Dallas, Texas?
No, what has the weather been like in Dallas, Texas?
Oh my God, it was beautiful today. It was a beautiful day. It was beautiful, 70 degrees. Oh, man. I know you're kind of mad. You're like, oh my God.
Well, you know, no, I really am not. I tell you this
all the time.
Mad? No, I'm just thankful every day. Really, I am. Even
right.
if it's cloudy out there or an overcast or whatever, I'm just happy to be able to see it. To be awake and feeling it.
Right.
So, you know, I know that sounds like I'm not a Bible banger, but just I'm just thankful, very thankful for being here. Oh, shout out to 2G's.
That's right.
Shout out to 2G's. And you know I got to do that. I've got to do that. And, all right, I'm just moving around because I'm sitting on my in the front room and not in the dungeon.
You're in the front room? You're in the front room?
I'm in the front room. Yes, I am. In the front room. I know.
We
oh, I meant to tell you, I put up a cabinet last week.
Okay, yeah.
I've become the very...
That was great because it looked beautiful. It looked beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, that was... I just took my time and did it. And that mug was heavy when they brought it over here. So putting it together was just very therapeutic, really. I woke up Saturday morning.
I know they sent it to the wrong address.
No, the guy, it was the right address. You have to understand, there are like several entryways into this building. But how it's set up, each entryway, you can only get into 4 units. So unit is, they put in the entryway that wasn't my entryway. Put it that way.
Okay.
Is that the right address? Entryway.
Was it Amazon or what?
Yeah, it was the Amazon.
Okay.
It was Amazon. So it looks really nice, and then my
looked really great. Look really
my
great.
My bathroom window, I noticed, even though it is a frosted window, you can see like right through this. So somebody may have seen something of me.
Oh gosh.
I don't. If they're looking in there, you shouldn't be looking in there. If you don't see, you look fine, you're gonna see. But anyways, I put this stuff. It's like this adhesive. Like mosaic tile looking thing that you put on glass and you can't see in or out. So it looks real nice. So that's it. I've done all that I've had to do
Look, if y'all understand, it looked really great. The cabinet looked tremendous.
I had to bring out the power tools. I've got an electric drill.
I got all that stuff.
I am very self-sufficient. So, you know, I'm learning how to do it yourself. I don't mind.
DIY. Do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself. Well,
DIY.
And that's it.
I'm
not gonna do anything else in here. This is what it is, and I'm comfortable with that. So.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta put a desk together ourselves. Me and my wife, Roxy. We got something that we just got in. She wanted me to put a desk together because she's working from home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put that desk together
and make sure you have a power drill. Make sure you have a power drill.
Just
to make sure those
drill.
Screws are in tight and, you know, truly tight.
Right.
Not strict tight.
Well, you had the power tools?
Yeah, I had the power tools.
What you got? What you got? The Milwaukee's, you got the, what was the,
I got the Walmart special. I don't know the name of it. I got it at Wally World. Me and Ethel were at Wally World, and I picked it up.
Okay, I got what we got. We got the Milwaukee's. We got the what is that? The baby, wait, help me out. Okay, what is the man, there's so many power tools.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know the names of the power tools. I just needed a electric drill. And, uh-oh. Sorry, y'all.
Babe, what other power tools you got? The rigids.
I don't care the names of the power tools, just as long as it does what I needed to do. And that's what's up. I went and got it at Walmart. I don't know. You're right. I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Hey, look, y'all. Y'all hit us up.
You keep
thinking
about the power tools.
What's up?
Keep thinking about your power tools over there. All right?
The Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power. Through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Yeah. 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 And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administers aid, so I guess we just pray like the minister say. Alu Akbar is throwing some hot cars. The things we see on the screen, it's not ours. But these niggas from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they wanna talk behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way. Seasons, and anything that happened is for a reason. And niggas gun clapping and keep the squeezing. And grand keep praying and keep believing in Jesus. And one day that you see him sitting walking his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down. So now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job's how to claim that he too niggerish now. It's because his skin blacker than licorice now. I can't figure it out. It's sickening now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Verbidelic! Picasso!
Oh my god!
My boy!
What was that? Sorry, Picasso. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Can I say something? Look. Y'all look out for the That's What's Up website. We're going to have a That's What's Up website. It's coming soon.
So, like, really, J2? Shut up.
Okay, what you got to say?
Because the website isn't even up yet. It's not ready. And that was just something I wasn't ready to share with people about our website.
Wait. That's what I said, coming soon.
Well, it shouldn't be coming at all, as far as they know. But now they do, and yes, you're right. There will be a thatswhatsup.com in the near future.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. But Bimo, thank you, and I love you. And look, 2023, we trying to do something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Actions, my brother. Actions. That's all I have to say.
And so, okay.
This week has been not a bad week at all, you know, in news and stuff, but Jaguar,
right,
back in the news, back in saddle again. And I don't know what to say. Like, you know, I believe a lot of what she's saying to people is real. A lot is probably very real. But I think because she has used such antics in telling her story that people are now, like Kanye, people are like, they don't know whether to believe it or not because of her antics.
Okay. You think people are playing, but it needs to be like, okay, that people not saying that it's real, but when people really say what they saying is real.
What are you talking about? Well, yes, exactly. So whatever. You're right. So I don't know. Bless her heart. It just seems like now she's trying to express herself about things that she's aware of that have occurred.
Okay.
But because of how she came out to people with her information in the beginning, the shock therapy-ness of
the shock value.
Right, the shock value. Now people are just like, now wait a minute. Are you really telling the truth, or are you just saying that to be saying it? But I do believe.
Right.
I just think a lot of what she says is probably very valid. And people are just brushing it off. She crazy. But I know one doggone thing. I watched her live broadcast yesterday. And I'm yelling at the screen.
I watched it too. I was like, okay.
She was bugging. It was like, I don't know if she was high. She looked like she was over there in South Dallas somewhere or in.
in my hood.
Or Grand Prairie. It just looked like that.
Something.
I was like,
no, she was in the car
because
she drove for Uber.
Right? Because I'm looking at the screen and I'm like, do I know that complex? Where is she? She must be in South Dallas.
Stop it.
I do. Every time I look, when I watch her driving, I'm like, oh, okay, I know where she is right now. What area? But anyways, back to the subject at hand. She was tripping. She was into her feelings.
Right.
And you know how people, when they kind of doped up, not saying that that's what she was, but you know how they get that look on their face?
Hey, look,
she just looked crazy.
We don't judge nobody. Remember, this is the entertainment news only.
Well, I know that, but still, you have to kind of...
Right, I don't know.
I'm trying to just be cautious on how I say things about people, you know.
Right.
I don't
want
to be misconstrued the wrong way, but she was looking... She was wasted. She probably spoke a blunt beforehand, but... She looked like it might have been.
She might have had one too many blunts.
Right. Because she was looking like she was having a breakdown for a minute there. And then she was talking about Big L, which, God rest his soul.
We got to give love to Big L because Big L been gone for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Now, Big L's been gone for, like, what, 25 years?
That was before Big L was supposed to be the biggest artist before Biggie and Jay-Z.
Well, apparently they had something going on, the two of them, and he died. And she feels she has allegedly expressed that Jay-Z has something to do with it. I don't know, you know, but
we don't know. We don't know. This is entertainment news only.
But it was just the fact of what she was, you know, she was in her feelings.
Right.
But she definitely was in her feelings when it came to Beyonce and Jay-Z. For real. She can't stand.
For real.
Jay-Z.
No, she was real about that.
Jay-Z and who else was she? Oh, Puff. What about Kim?
Oh, wait. Remember what I said? Texas is going to be really, 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 really upset that, that you know, that the North had something to do with Pimp C dying.
Well, allegedly. We don't know that for sure.
Once again, this is entertainment news only.
We don't know that, but allegedly, yeah.
We don't know.
So.
But you know what? That I'm talking about is big news. It's big news. We can't say no names right now, but... go to Jaguar Face and then look up what she said about what happened with Pimp C.
Right. So it was just crazy.
Because I think a lot of people be like, oh my God.
And that's, like I said, a lot of what she speaks on, I believe, is, you know, has some truth to it. But
Let me say something. Let me say something, Bama. Do you think she's just trying to get back into the game?
No. She was
too
highly.
You don't think she's just trying to stay relevant? She's not trying to stay relevant.
No, because she was neo soul. She's very big in the neo soul game. All that stuff. No. She tells everybody she was quiet for 20 years. She waited to let them tell it. And so now she says she's going to tell it. It's just, you know, crazy.
She's going to tell the bitch.
She's just going to, I don't know why, what's driving this, but that's what she's doing.
Right.
You know, and people have been stalking her and stuff, and I watched something about her, and It's funny
she,
because
she had to be quiet for a little bit because people were trying to take Jackie out.
Well, right, exactly. So there's this girl, what's her name? B somebody was talking about how her and Jag and Jag's husband, that Jag was homeless, pretty much living out of her car. But that was during that time frame when she disappeared. I believe she wasn't homeless.
Don't let me see Jaguar driving Uber right now.
Well, no, but I'm saying, at that time,
right.
I don't think she was homeless. I think she went down to Houston to get away from Dallas, to be away from her house for a while.
Right.
So I don't think she was homeless because I'm like, that's during she was living up in Dallas at that time. Well, anyway,
you know what Jack called it? Dalladelphia.
Well, no, that's what her web thing is. It's called Dalladelphia. Philadelphia and Dallas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get love to Philly. We got to get love to Philly.
All right.
Got to get love to New York.
So.
Got to get love to all of those. All right, wait a minute. I want to say something about how does a six-year-old boy.
Well, we'll talk. That's going to be our meat and potatoes for tonight. We'll get back with that in a little bit. But you know Prince Harry had his book came out. It's called Spare. It's called Spare, and it grossed one of the largest thing they said. Was it for the first day?
The largest margin for the book that came
sales.
Out.
For sales.
The largest sales. What it did? What, 2
for
million?
For that day.
3
he
million?
He did quite a bit. He did quite a bit. So,
but what,
you know.
What is he saying, okay, because I haven't read the book yet. I haven't read the book. But
okay.
Is he talking about what the Queen of England, you know, the whole family about?
Yeah, stuff that we've already kind of know that they've been talking about in the news.
Right.
That we're already aware of. And he just expands on that a little more on certain things about him and his brother getting into fights and, you know. So I'm really happy for him. I'm glad that the release of the book was excellent. And on that I guess we'll be right back.
Heaven's waiting, I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. He told me that heaven's waiting, I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting, I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
Lately I've been putting my life into perspective, reflective, but my past being retrospective. Looking at the good and the bad in my early days, wondering if I still got a path to the pearly gates. Life wasn't always the way that it is today. It used to take me damn near losing my life just to pray. But nowadays, I'm more conscious of my ways. And all it takes is me waking up to give him praise. Came a long way from who I was and what I did once. All I used to care about was sipping, drinking, big blunts. But now I got a family and they counting on me. To give them what they need, I climb the highest mountain on me. So every day I'm working on the enemy to find the best way that I can balance out my energy. Nobody's perfect, no matter what it looks like on the surface. Just hoping I get closer to my purpose. Amen.
I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
Yeah.
I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
Yeah.
I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating.
I'm on the call, switching over to God. I got the devil waiting. I'm out lasting them out, casting them elevating. Key master looking for keepers at heaven's gate. Heat faster than beat, the mothers hesitate. Hit the stitch and all the snitches be saying some things. Acting like a Broadway play, mama, I wanna sing. Just because I'm from the hood don't mean I gotta bang. My neighborhood affiliated, the police and gang. They say my name is stay in swamp like under their breath. We mutilated like people living under the steps. We stay impressed, there'll be none of us left. The food desert got a thirsty for blood, hungry for death. They give us scraps from the feast, we acted like we made. Street blacks like beasts, and lock us right in a cage. Every day I fight for freedom, cause it's not just a phase. I'm not just playing, you don't get to tell me how to behave. Nah.
I go for Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. On some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
I'm like Nelly with a visa. You only show me off at nighttime. Fight time is what it is. Cause I hear killing kids, but y'all wanna pray with them and stay with them. Build back up to slave quarters and stay with them. Yeah. What is slavery in the name of the cross? They come knocking at my door while I'm running them off. We were fine before they put hell in our mind. I died second time to find out. Through my ancestors, no more, no less. Ain't no title, no fee, God wanna be free. Yeah. But y'all flipping religion, pushing division cool. Yeah. I want my family back 40 and keep the mule. Yeah. I'm a keep a two, bust them back a two. Yeah. Call me not move, I do by you. Yeah. Here, Mississippi shooter, y'all don't get it, though. Y'all talking God, do you really let it go?
I go to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things, on some things. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I told him I'm hesitating on some things. I spoke to Yahweh, I've been meditating. He told me that heaven's waiting. I told him I'm hesitating on some things.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas' own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Oh, yeah. This is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. That's What's Up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And J2. 563-999-3477 is the call-in number. If anyone is interested and would like to call in, the lines are opening up for you. And we are getting to the meat and potatoes of the discussion tonight. So, recently, there was a six-year-old child.
Man, come on.
Come on. A gun to school and shot his teacher. It turns
out
that the gun was legally purchased by his mother. And so now they are trying to figure out if they are going to charge the mother with reckless endangerment or whatever the charge may be. Murder. Because the child was able to get to the gun and carry it to school. So
what in the world
is going on?
What is going on? What is going on? Okay.
Six-year-old child
get a gun.
Exactly. You know what though? I'm gonna open up the line real quick, J2. We got a couple callers and we'll find out what's what. All right.
Let's talk.
Hello, caller. That's what's up.
¿Qué pasa, mi amigo?
Oh, is this Carlos?
Carlos.
¿Qué pasó,
¿Qué
amigo?
Pasa? What happened? How you doing? How is everything?
We're doing just fine. How you doing?
Hey, doing the same old thing, getting drunk.
Oh, my God.
Look, we're talking about this, Carlos, we're talking about this. How does a six-year-old child get a gun?
Well, not get a gun. The thing is now, is it could be is the mother legally responsible because the baby carried this gun to school and shot the teacher? First of all, what in the world did the teacher do to this child to piss this child off to carry this gun to school?
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, Carlo?
Is it the child's environment where he felt that he could carry this gun and he knew how to – how do you even know how to shoot the gun is the question.
Right.
I don't know.
What do you think, Carlo?
That's kind of weird, you know, because a little boy like that age and know how to use a gun, so he probably seen you know, these days about video games, you know, they teach you a lot of stuff like that, how to use that. And
right.
It's about a video game. Yeah.
So,
Do you think it was more than a video game or maybe the parents that taught the boy how to use the gun?
Well, that's the parents' fault, too.
I don't think they taught him how to use the gun. He may have seen it in video games. He may have seen it on TV, glamorized on TV. He may have seen it in videos, in hip-hop videos or whatever kind of videos, and thought that...
Right.
They can do that.
Carlo, tell me what y'all thought about that, Carlo.
That's the parents' fault, because if you have a gun in your house and you know you have kids, you're not supposed
there
to have a gun where they can reach it at. You got to be put in a safe place where only you can know, you and your wife, the only person that can be allowed to get that gun. If you know what I'm saying, if you know you got crazy ass little kids these days, you know, yep.
So wait a minute. What Big Mouth is saying is, should the parents be charged for reckless endangerment because they didn't secure the gun in that fashion?
Yeah, they should be, you know, because they're the one that had the gun, and they're the adult, so the little boy or whatever, he probably was confused, and he saw the gun, he's been seeing video games, so they should be responsible for that, too.
Also, so should the parent be charged for reckless endangerment?
At this
point, because the
teacher died, it's a murder charge. So she would be held responsible. The mother would be held responsible for the killing or the death of this woman. Just like if you was out riding around with your friends and your friends decide to shoot up something and the person at this place that they shoot up dies, and you, who were just riding along with them and didn't shoot, are going to be held responsible for their death. Even though you may not have shot that gun, you're going to be responsible for that shit. For real.
That's an accomplice. That's called an accomplice.
That's called...
You know, Carlo, no. We're going to shoot something up.
Trust.
But anyway, okay. Let's say this, Big Mouth. Let's say this, Big Mouth, and Carlos. That gun should have been put up somewhere where a 6-year-old would never touch it. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Yes, it should have been up, but we all know kids are very ingenious. They can open up pill bottles that have childproof caps on them. They can get into things that normally people would think that they would not be able to get into, and they can maneuver their way in there. So it's a catch-22 because – well, not a catch-22.
No, I'm going to say this, Big Mouth. For a kid to know how to use a gun, Carlos, can you agree with me? For a 6-year-old to use a gun, they done saw their parents or somebody that's older to use the gun.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because little kids get toy guns for all the time as a toy. And they run around acting like they're cowboys and Indians and shooting at each other. That's why you don't buy kids little toy guns and or Nerf guns and stuff. No, you can't say that their parents went around shooting people.
How much energy does it take to cock the gun?
Hey, look, now the difference is the technology. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people be seeing all this stuff, how easy to just put a clock it in, take the little, the clock, and it's kind of easy to learn. When we were little, we didn't know nothing about that stuff, but now you put everything on the internet, they be seeing stuff, all these movies, all this crazy stuff that comes in this world. So that's why they know how to, they're smarter than us now.
That's right.
Okay. And on that note, we'll be back. That's what's up.
Today's podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Manisha. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we find to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish.
Jacob Blake Sr. listening to That's What's Up on Blog Top Radio with Big Mouth and Jay Tizzle.
Welcome back. 563-999-3477
yeah.
is the call-in number. And one of our favorites is here. Hello, Miss Bev. How you doing?
Where's he at?
Hi, darling. How are you, J2 and Big Mouth?
Hey.
What's going on, Miss Bev? Welcome.
12th, 9th of January. Well, listen, I'm going to just come right in. Big Mouth, I think you were right on with the little child, with the six-year-old with the gun.
Yo.
In America, every channel you turn on the TV, you see some shooting or something going on. And you know a six-year-old, they play with guns when they're little kids and so forth. However, I think that the mother or the father, whomever gun it was, it should have been locked
up.
It
should be charged.
If you have a gun at home, you have to put it up and lock it up. Because, yes, like Big Mouth said, kids will find things. But if you lock it up securely, and the mother, I'm sorry, they're going to have to be responsible for that. That's my
just
feeling.
Like,
that's my
feeling. I was like, if you're with three of your friends and your friends decide to go shoot up someplace and you stand back you're responsible for that.
Yes, you are an accomplice.
Yep.
You are accomplice. Right, you are
You're responsible.
You're held responsible.
Even if you're sitting in the car. If you're sitting in the car,
exactly. If you just get a ride down
the
street to the store.
Right. The mother and the father are responsible for that child. That weapon should not have been anywhere for
that
child.
Okay. Miss Bev.
Yes.
Miss Bev, a six-year-old child.
Yes.
We're talking about a six-year-old child.
Listen,
how did he get access to a firearm and take it to school?
Because it wasn't locked up properly. It wasn't locked up properly.
That's not unusual.
Come on now.
That happens a lot.
Wait a minute.
Look, I come from a family. You know, I'm from the hood. Now, I know my mama and daddy is not going to, if I was 6 years old, no, I'm not going to know what a gun is at.
Listen, the parent is responsible because wherever that weapon was, it was in the site and the place where that child could get it.
Exactly.
You make sure that it is their fault, period. And a six-year-old can fire a gun. That's no big thing.
You know what? I want to tell you, Ms. Ma'am and Big Mouth, you know, the white families, they teach their kids how to shoot guns at 6 to 8 years old.
It happens to white families. It's not a color thing.
You know
it has
that,
nothing
right.
to do with what race you are.
To shoot us.
Exactly. J2.
If you don't,
I agree with Ms. Bev. It's not a racial thing.
No.
Black people
you
teach their children.
No, it's not a racial thing. It's just about
just
hunting
it's not that either.
If you have weapons at home, put them away. That's the number one responsibility. And women need weapons for protection because people are kidnapping them and taking their body parts and sex trafficking. So if you have your weapon, put it away, secure it, lock it, so that child can't get it. Simple as that.
All right. So let's change the subject a little bit.
Yeah.
What would have provoked the child to want to carry this gun to school to do the act of shooting?
I mean, you know, Something could have been going on, and the gun was there.
What kind of anger does a 6-year-old child got?
Anger management.
Very angry, depending how somebody treats them.
He might have had anger management problems.
People mistreat children. That's a whole other situation. You know, if this child.
Okay, who mistreated this child?
We don't know if he may not have been mistreated.
Evidently, the teacher might. If the child took the gun to school and shot the teacher, do we know if that child did that accidentally or on purpose?
That's a good question.
Did that child mean to do that?
I think it was on purpose.
Okay, then. And a six-year-old can get that angry. You can provoke children. They have anger habits, matter. If you mistreat them.
Okay, hold on. I want y'all to marinate
on that thought for a second. We're going to come back. We're going to go to a break real quick. We got another caller on the line. So marinate on that thought, both of you, and we'll bring another caller in, and that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and Jake Too.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. We got Miss Bev on the line.
Welcome back, baby.
Yeah, Jake Too. Listen, guys, we got another call. We're going to pull this caller in since this is a heated little discussion.
Okay, Miss Bev, I love you, Miss Bev.
563-999-3477 is the call-in number.
Call in right now.
Hello, caller. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me something good. What y'all been talking about?
Okay. So,
bro.
Up today is the six-year-old boy.
Oh, that's West Coast. That's West Coast, Big Mouth. That's
okay,
West Coast right there.
So West Coast, the meat and potatoes for tonight is about the six-year-old boy who carried a gun to school and shot and killed his teacher. And his mom legally bought the gun, so it wasn't like it was an illegal gun, but I guess it wasn't put up properly. And so now they're trying to say that they may be charging her for the murder of this teacher by her 6-year-old.
They can hold her.
I don't think they should hold the parents responsible. You know, I think that kid know what he was doing.
At six,
he should be punished. But
at six?
Yeah.
At 6 years old, bro.
Bro.
No,
these kids are very advanced at 6 years old.
Put away, bottom line.
Okay, what's your depiction of it? Should the parents be like, okay, they should have held that should have had the gun secured for a 6-year old.
Yeah, they should have. But if the little boy stole it,
no but,
you know,
there is no but. But negates it.
There exactly
Big
Mouth, have, there is no but.
Right, they should have had the gun put away. Bottom
it
line,
surely it should have been in a lockbox
right.
somewhere.
Right, absolutely.
Not in your drawer,
bottom
not
line.
Under your pillow, not under your
no,
mattress.
Right.
It should have been in a lockbox somewhere.
Right, and the mother and other five, they're responsible. That's the bottom line. I mean, I think.
Okay,
now,
so the next question is, the next question is, wait.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Should the parents have put it up where the little kid wouldn't even grab it?
Legally?
Yes, it should be in a secure place.
Yes.
But you know, little kids
not
be
only home. Is it in a secure in a place away from, but legally by law, it's supposed to be placed in a lock block. Or
yes.
it has
or
a lot
yes, a
on
safe
it.
Place. You don't need a gun.
Big Mouth. What you got
what?
To say there? Yeah. What you got to say? Big Mouth.
What's
I just
up?
Said what I had to say. They
I
have
think,
to, by law, lock that gun up. They have to lock it up, and they have to have a lock on that gun.
Right.
Yeah, but you know little kids be roaming. You know what I'm saying? They be getting,
yes,
you know, little kids get all in their parents' stuff.
That's why you put it should have been
I
a lockbox.
I
want to
hear what Ye-Ye say. Can I hear what Ye-Ye say, please?
Yeah, we listening.
Yeah, you know, the kids, little kids be roaming through their parents' stuff. So, you know, he probably know where everything at in that house. And he had it on his mind to do what he was going to do. I think the parents should be disciplined in a certain amount of way, but I don't think they should charge the parents for murder, you know, because the parents didn't know what he was going to do, you know.
Just like
so I don't
my
think
example
they should,
being
I don't think
you
they
didn't know your buddy was
going
to shoot up somebody, but you just happened to be there in the car with him, and you were going to be held responsible for that.
5-6-9-9-3-4-7-7
is
well, that little 6-year-old still got a lot of life in front of him. So I think he should be punished. You know what I'm saying? They give him 20 years. He'd be out
of 26. I think he had a premeditated idea to go shoot his teacher.
Yeah.
Am I right, Big Mouth? Big Mouth, can we let Big Mouth speak, please?
No, y'all. I mean,
okay, go ahead, Big Mouth.
I don't think he had the mental wherewithal to just go and deal with what the consequences would be for shooting this woman. His mental capacity at age 6 is not fully developed to comprehend all the consequences of his actions. So that's just me. That's how I feel. And you know what? We'll be back. That's what's up. We'll be back.
I don't think
we'll
the parents
back.
Should be charged with the full extent.
We're going to come back from commercial. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll be back.
That's what's up.
I don't think the parents should be charged with that.
The thing called a bomb. The little different style, different fashion. You know? Bam, bam, teach them. me not the place for me to well, well, sticky bum bum, hey yo. So what's up? Today's podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Destiny Shaw. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business. Been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
Welcome back. That's what's
welcome
up.
Welcome back.
563-999. 3477 is the call-in number.
Big Mouth.
Boom, there we go.
Big,
all right,
Big Mouth.
I'm not sure who, your friend had all that noise in the background, so let him know.
That's my boy, Myron, Mr. Myron. You got to respect him, Mr. Myron. And Miss April, hope they get their stuff together, please.
Okay. Well, back to the subject at hand. Let's see.
I hope you didn't cut them off.
Oh, no. I just muted them.
No, I'm on here. We were just talking about
okay,
the
Okay, my man, Mr.
Yes.
Myron. You got to respect
yes.
him, Mr. Myron.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What do you think about the subject
that we were talking about?
I don't think the kid should be charged with he should be charged with premeditated murder, but the parents shouldn't get charged with that because that little boy knew what he was doing. And somebody then taught that boy how to shoot a gun. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't agree with you all.
Oh, man.
Huh?
I just don't agree with y'all.
That's deep.
You don't agree?
No, I don't agree. I just don't agree
you don't,
that.
You don't agree with that, Big Mouth?
No,
yeah.
I don't.
So
I,
why should
I think
it, why
there,
should
other, there are many factors that have something to do with it. You've got
okay, this,
television,
this was a big topic.
Media.
This was the big topic.
You've got media, television. You've got
okay.
videos. You've got
wait.
AI games and stuff. Stuff where they're shooting on them?
Big Mouth. Let me tell you something. We from the streets.
Look,
we
man,
know.
Don't get it twisted. Wait.
Okay.
We're gonna back that up right there. Don't get it twisted. When you say that just because you're from the streets, I too have my dealings with the streets.
Right. She's from the streets, too. She's from the streets, too. Yeah.
Just because you're from the streets, that's just an excuse. There are many factors that could have contributed to what this little boy has gone through. One,
right.
His mother didn't lock that gun up properly.
Let Ye say something.
Oh. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
What you got to say about that?
Two, there could have been environmental factors that could have happened to him, like TV, video. Three, he could have been abused.
That's most definitely influenced him.
He could have been bullied.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to hear your thoughts about that, Ye.
This TV and these video games most definitely influenced him. And what would make this little boy want to shoot his teacher? Was his teacher bullying him, picking on him?
And see, you have to think of those angles. That's the possibility. That what is it? What did she piss him off?
Yeah.
Had she been messing with him all year round, and he just couldn't take it anymore? Could he have the wrong hairstyle, was wearing twists, and she kept saying, you look like a little monkey? Who knows?
Right.
We don't know.
Absolutely.
Who's showing this little kid how to work a gun?
Exactly.
You know,
he plays those games. His mother buys him those games to play with. What's the Call of Duty or whatever that's, I don't play none of that stuff, but the Call of Duty, those things. They need to shoot at the TV. Right, exactly. Exactly.
That's no big thing.
No. Evan, what you got to say about it?
Hey, Lala, come here. That's no big thing.
I don't think the parents should have her life going away because something her son did.
You don't think she should be charged because the kid brought the gun to the house?
He should be responsible for not locking that gun
up. The kid shouldn't even made it to school with the. He shouldn't even made it in the classroom. With the gun, with all this stuff that's been going on.
She had it under the mattress, so he knew where she had it. He went under the mattress, he got it, he put it in his pants pocket, or he put it in his backpack and went on to school.
I'ma hide my gun in the lockbox.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right, Yay.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
If I had a kid in the house, I'm going to lock it in the lockbox. You are not going to get that gun.
That's what you're supposed to do, but that wasn't what seems to have happened here. Well, you guys, I just want to thank everybody for chiming in on this discussion. Ms. Bev, thank you so much for chiming in. And
we out, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for calling in.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye, Ms. Bev.
Bye, Ms. Bev. Bye, Ms. Bev.
All right, J2, that's what's up.
Love all y'all.
Tonight was a good night. Let's say a couple of affirmations for this week.
What I want to say is keep moving, keep pushing. You got to keep going forward. You got to keep looking forward. If you don't keep looking forward, you're not going nowhere. You gotta keep stepping. Do not let nobody let you down. Wait a minute. Do not let nobody keep you down. You hear me? keep moving forward. Keep pushing. Keep going up. Keep going forward. Up. Up.
Up and away. That's what's up. Well, I just want to tell y'all.
I like that. Up and away.
I just got something to tell y'all real quick.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
What you got?
Thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Tonight, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now, yes. Me and the Ohio Pig are going to tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it now.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
Kitchen to make my dinner for tonight, and you know, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now
and dig you later.
Oh, day two, do you ever just
man, we had a good time.
Up.
You know, that was my boy from the west side. Yeah.
Every time you have a hot mic, every time.
Hey, you know I'm going to hit you up in a minute.
No, you're not, because I'm getting ready to go fix me something to eat.
No, I'm going to hit you up.
On that note, bye, y'all.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart.